This is Dakota Datebook for October 19th. North Dakota remembers World War I. As the Meuse-Argonne offensive began, the letters from the North Dakota soldiers in France were now only lightly censored. Life on the battlefield was being graphically described to family and friends back home. While this helped sell the Fourth Liberty Loan, it also triggered a quick reaction to any anti-war sentiment. When the district court in Fargo convened for the October session, it was seeking to dispose of more than 100 criminal cases, most directly related to the Espionage Act. Patriotism was foremost. A young Norwegian of Walsh County, facing the draft, claimed he was an alien of a neutral country and withdrew his declaration of intention to become a citizen. Later, he approached the draft board and stated that he regretted that decision. His case was referred to the Adjutant General G.A. Fraser of the North Dakota National Guard. In a warning to others, Fraser stated that not only could the young man not be reinstated into the draft, he could also never become a citizen. He stated that citizenship was not an old coat that could be put on and taken off at whim. The young man should have been willing to assume the full responsibility of citizenship. While the letters from the battlefields were filled with the horrors of war, the letters also brought sad news from military bases in England and the United States, far from the front lines. Due to the close living conditions, the spread of Spanish flu was rampant. A young Wilton woman, Emily Anderson, who had lost a brother 6 months earlier, was called to an army camp near Seattle to escort the remains of her brother, Arthur, a flu victim. Upon arrival, she discovered that her brother, Herbert, had also succumbed to the dreaded disease. The epidemic had become widespread in North Dakota, and various cures were being touted, including Gold Medal Harlem Oil and Vicks VapoRub. Mess Sergeant Albert Johnson wrote to his sister in Fargo, claiming that hot lemonade in the evening and onions at every meal had kept his troops healthy. When the letter was printed in the Forum, local grocers were besieged with demands for onions and lemons. Soon, most citizens of Fargo were sipping lemonade and munching raw onion. Even, quote, dainty little ladies, unquote, roamed about Fargo with confidence, and incidentally, they had an air about them that would ward off almost anything. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jim Davis. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.